Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Aries, and today I want to share with you some top tips for dressing appropriately and also dressing like a total boss for the job interview. So, first of all, if you are currently on the hunt for your dream job, you'll want to check out our brand new Bossed Up Job Search Accelerator called Hired. It's a 3-month intensive group coaching program I'm hosting starting later this month, and it's perfect for you if you're looking for support and skill building as it relates to your job search. So if you are ready to really focus and hone your job search skills and land your dream job this year, head to bossedup.org/get hired to learn more. So today I've got 4 quick tips for you to keep in mind when it comes to how to dress for the job interview. First, you'll want to do a little research to find out what the office dress code is. Sometimes interviewers are kind enough to share that information with you as they invite you for a job interview. But even if that's not the case, you can check out online by stalking their corporate social media, try to get a glimpse of the office culture through their Instagram feed. And you can even look up press or any profiles the company has been featured in to get a sense of the vibe of the office. That's really, really key to figure out how to match your attire at the interview to the attire that you're seeing everyday office workers wear. So the most common 3 kind of classifications I hear most from employers about are business attire, business casual, and then startup casual or casual casual. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between the 3. If you're talking business attire, we're talking suits, we're talking pencil skirts, we're talking hosiery. And yeah, I hate wearing tights like the rest of us. But if it is a business attire environment, you're going to want to step it up and err on the side of more formal. If they say it's business casual, you can leave the formal suits at home, but you might not want to bust out the jeans. This is a no jean, no sneaker, no street attire allowed. And instead, you might want to go for a nice pair of slacks or khakis or a skirt. That's always a great option with heels or flats. This is also where a blazer can be really helpful to elevate any look. I'm a big fan of blazers as being like, every woman needs to have one kick-ass blazer in her wardrobe, as far as I'm concerned. And an interview is a great time to rock it. And blouses, of course. I feel like, I don't know about you, but I find blouse shopping to be the hardest part of putting together good office attire. But that is a key part as well if you are looking at business casual environments. When it comes to startup casual or casual casual attire, jeans are fine. I would always err on the side of darker wash jeans and make sure that you look put together. Even if you're going to be casual and rocking a blouse and denim combination, make sure your shoes are clean. If you're wearing cool sneakers, that's fine with me too, but just make sure they look really clean, really put together, and really polished. And you can elevate any casual attire, any casual outfit with a blazer, of course, my favorite element of dressing up for any wardrobe. So you'll always want to make sure you get a sense of what the office attire is so that you can try your best to match that level of formality when you are interviewing. Tip number 2 to keep in mind is it's okay to err on the side of overdressed. So you might do research and find out that it's a very casual environment. It's still okay to put a little extra effort in when you're interviewing. I would always rather be overdressed than underdressed. So keep that in mind and err on the side of more conservative and more formal whenever there's a lack of clarity. Now, we're not talking tuxedo. This is not a black tie event. But when it comes to an office that touts business casual, if you want to opt for more business attire, that's totally fine. If you're interviewing at a very startup casual environment and you want to opt for more business attire appropriate clothing to be on the safe side, that's okay. Always better to err upwards on the formality scale if needed. My 3rd boss tip when it comes to dressing powerfully for the interview is to keep it simple. What I mean by this is you don't want an outfit that requires your attention or theirs. Meaning, if you are wearing something that constantly requires you to be mindful of it or to reposition it, or if it's loud, like we're talking a wrist full of bangles or dangly jewelry, anything that distracts the ear or eye from you and the great things you have to say, are best left at home. When I say keep it simple, this also applies to your personal comfort level. You have got to be comfortable in whatever you are wearing to an interview. This is why I'm such a fan of Beta Brand, who has, to be clear, sponsored this podcast in the past, but they make the best yoga pants that look like dress pants and totally would work for business casual attire and still leave you feeling super comfy, which is so important. Whenever I wear any attire that I don't feel good in, it distracts from my own performance. I recently was filming another course with LinkedIn Learning out in California. And oh my God, this must have been like right after my honeymoon. And I was wondering what the hell was going on with me, because on camera, I was like flustered and out of breath and just couldn't seem to like get a good take on one of the days there. And I realized later it was because I had put on a few pounds and my clothes that I was wearing on set were just too tight. Like I was straight up in clothing that was too tight. And I realized later, like, wow, I cannot film in these pants again. And I need to be more conscientious of the totally natural and understandable fluctuations in my own body weight that I am not apologetic about and not ashamed of at all. But like, I really should have worn different pants because it was distracting from my performance. I couldn't breathe properly. And when we identified it, we all had a good chuckle about it. And then I gladly unbuttoned my pants for a few takes because we were able to crop my waistline out of it. So enjoy that when you watch some of my LinkedIn Learning classes. You'll have to give me your best guess on which course you think that was. Okay. At the end of the day, your comfort matters because you do not want to be distracted or distracting. So whatever makes you feel good and look good, that is your go-to interview outfit. And I say go-to interview outfit because you don't need to have 75 different great interview outfits. Like, we really only need one or two when it comes to being called back for an interview. You might want to mix it up, but don't be afraid to be consistent with what makes you feel and look good. All right, my fourth and final boss tip when it comes to dressing powerfully for your interview is to feel free to add a pop of personality. If you've been a little disappointed and bored by what I've said so far in this episode, you might be the kind of person who finds themselves delighted in showcasing your personality through fashion. And that's totally cool, totally respected. I'm not trying to make you normcore. I'm not trying to tell you to tone it down. But I am trying to say that it's important for all of us to be strategic in how we present ourselves. So if you're the kind of person who's got piercings and tattoos and crazy cool hair, as I have, you know, over the years loved experimenting with my hair, much to the chagrin of Ellie, our creative director, who cannot keep a consistent headshot of me relevant because I'm constantly changing my hair. But if you're the kind of person who really likes showcasing her style, this is okay, right? Pick one area in your outfit or in your personal presentation that you want to create a pop of personality with. Maybe it's a really cool frame of glasses that you wear. Maybe it's a really bright and bold and audacious hairstyle. Maybe it's rocking that septum ring unapologetically if that's your thing and that is a non-negotiable for you. Wherever you feel like you can showcase yourself, maybe it's in a killer pair of cheetah print booties that I have that I absolutely love, feel free to let your freak flag fly a little bit in the interview, just in one area, okay? If that means bringing a pop of color in the form of your handbag, go for it. If you're a nail art person and you want to get a funky manicure, go for it. I think we have to balance out any part of us that is loud and exciting and showcases our personality with simplicity with the rest of our outfit. So when I was rocking a platinum pixie undercut, which had my hair sometimes just totally vertical, mohawk style, I would often dress very Steve Jobs-esque with the rest of my attire because my hair did a lot of the talking for me. So when we have a really loud element like our hair or our nails or our shoes, and the rest of the outfit is screaming as well, it can feel a bit distracting instead of exciting. I like to think of it as creating the right canvas for your pop of personality. So when I dressed very simply, very streamlined, very neutral colored, because I was rocking really cool, let's say my pink or purple hair days when I was doing that, which were delightful days. And I honestly think fondly of them often. But my job with my attire during that season of my hair was to create the right background for my hair to be in the foreground. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not saying to tone it down in every element of your personality, but I am saying to create the right frame or the right canvas for the pop of personality to really shine. All right, boss, I want to hear from you. What tactics and strategies have worked for you when preparing to nail your interview? Do you have a go-to interview outfit that just makes you feel like a boss? I want to see it. Tag me on social media at Emily Aries or at boss.org to share with us your best interview look. Or share with us in the Courage community, where recently, actually, one of our members, Camila, weighed in with a great question that inspired this episode about how to dress when the office says it's smart casual, which I would argue is very similar to startup casual or casual casual. And so I hope this episode helps, Camila. Weigh in there with your thoughts in the Bossed Up Courage community. If you're not a part of the Courage community on Facebook yet, don't delay. It's been called the best place on Facebook by more than one member. And you can join right now by clicking the link in today's show notes and requesting to join us there, where we always keep the conversation going after each episode. Oh, and because this is a mini episode, like our Thursday episodes are usually quite short, there's a lot more that we could talk about when it comes to dressing like a boss at work, which is why I'm going to refer you for more information on this subject to the two episodes we've had that are full-length interview episodes, one with my stylist, Hannah Moon, who talks about dressing like a boss on episode 134, and another with one of our longtime Bossed Up trainer team members who has presented and spoken at Bossed Up boot camps across the country with us, Tiffany Ingram of Policy and Fashion. She's on episode 148, which is all about how to dress like a boss without breaking your budget. Check out the links in today's show notes for those details and let me know what you think about what we covered today. I'm so excited to hear from you. In the meantime, keep bossing in pursuit of your purpose, and together, let's keep lifting as we climb.